talking to Copeland the other day, and he said if there's a time to kind of do a little shifting and, you know, maybe try a guy out of guard or tackle, this is the time to do it. You know, camp is the time to get those reps at that those positions that maybe you wouldn't necessarily be able to get at other, you know, what other times.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've got more time. We've got more guys, so we can work different combinations and it's good to be able to try guys in different spots.
Change that a little bit, Eric. If you're talking to a rookie about what to expect tomorrow night, his first time, kind of, even though it's preseason, his first time on the big stage in actual game situations, what do you tell them? What kind of advice would you give them?
It's just football. Block it all out and just focus on your job. Know what you got to do and just do it.
Offensive line works best when it's cohesive. And basically it's like doing your job and focusing on what you need to do. But it's also a trust involved in the next guy doing the same thing. Does it take a long time to build up the trust in the guy that's next to you?
I don't know how long it takes. But I know it needs to happen quickly. For the job to get done right, it has to happen quickly. So you better come in and trust the guy next to you and expect him to trust you.
How tough is that, though, when everybody seems to be playing different positions? The versatility comes in where center, guard, tackle, you know, so you have to pick up all three, and it's just tough to do that knowing, okay, I'm over here now, I got to do this job.
Yeah, it's a tough job, but, you know, that's what we get paid to do, and that's what's expected of us.
Is that where Dante comes in? Does he make it easier to understand all three positions or all the positions on the offensive line?
I think in the end it makes it easier, forcing you to have to learn all that. But it's definitely not an easy job to do. But, you know, like I said, it's what's expected of us, and that's what we have to do to have a job on this team.
You know, how much more work is it, Dan? I mean, when you're studying the playbook, is it actual more hours that you need to spend inside the book to be able to play more than one position?
I don't know how many hours, but, you know, yeah, there's – definitely, instead of just focusing on one thing, you got to focus on them all. But it helps in the long run because the trust factor of knowing what the guy next to you, what his job is going to be, you need to know that. So that helps when I have to go to center. When I've been playing guard, I had to know what the center was doing. So I step in at center, I know what to do.
Are you guys talking a lot if you're just hanging out on the sideline or waiting to go in for a play about, you know, hey, this is what you need to do at center? Guy hasn't been there much, or a guard. Are you guys helping each other out there?
If something comes up, yeah, we're always there to help each other. I mean, we're all out there together, and we're not going to let one guy fail and the rest of us look good. So we're all in it together, and we'll make sure we all get the job done.
Where's the gray area in everybody talking about versatility, playing different parts of the line here in camp? It's for experimenting, but where's the cutoff?
Where's the point where, okay, the experimenting has to stop? It's time now to get the guys that you're going to have there, and we have to start getting used to each other and start looking really forward in general?
I think you'll probably have to ask coach that, because that's not my job. You know, I just.
But where does a player feel comfortable that you can only talk for yourself?
Where do you feel that you need to start get to a position where you can start to really look forward rather than have stop experimenting
for you personally?
I mean, from day one, we gotta step in and be ready to go. So that's where it starts for me.
Dan, what's the communication been like between you guys, first unit, second unit, just as the offensive group as a whole? What is the communication like on a daily basis?
I think it's good. You know, every day it's a different unit. You know, it's different combination of guys. Somebody new at center, and somebody new at guard, and I think that's helped a lot. We all get used to playing with one another, and you know, we'll build it even more as the season goes on.